from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, see Sparky, 5 for 12:50 a.m. The Fan back here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on a Wednesday. Brewers coming off a win last night against the St. Louis Cardinals. Joining us now, a name you will know, a name you will recognize because he was on WTMJ for years doing Brewers coverage. Now in St. Louis, a host of pre and post on the St. Louis Cardinals radio network. Plus, he has his own show, Sports Open Line, on 1120 AM and 98.7 FM KMOX. He is Matt Pauly. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Pauly on Air. Matt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Great to be on in Milwaukee. I always love being able to talk to folks there.
All right, so let's talk about this a little bit. Obviously, you are here, so you know how much we hate the Cardinals and everything that kind of goes along with it. And there was the Cardinals way for so many years with La Russa, with Matheny. I was stunned that Marmol returned this year, I guess, for the Cardinals after what I watched last year. And now as we sit here with the Cardinals being 12 games back, as we talk about this going into game two of this series, is his job safe, do you think, going forward with the Cardinals?
No, I don't think anybody's job is safe. If they don't make it into the playoffs this year, which right now seems incredibly unlikely that they would be able to put together that kind of turnaround in the final 36, 37 games, whatever it is, I think this offseason is going to be an offseason of change. Now, John Mozeliak is the president of baseball operations. He is on his final contract. He has already said he's going to be done at the end of this contract. Next year is the final year of that contract. Part of me wonders, would he step away just a year early and let the next guy come in and the next guy choose whether or not they want to stick with Ollie or if they want to go down a different path with a new manager? Because this is two straight years of things not going the way the organization would like them to go. And if you already know that your baseball decision maker is going to be done in a year, firing the manager, making things like that when somebody else is going to be coming in a year later, to me, seems a little silly.
Was the mistake made by them in the offseason when they decided to go with a bunch of old guys to bring in to add to this roster kind of as a, I wouldn't call it a push in all chips move because I don't think the guys they got were all that great to begin with, but definitely not a move for the future and setting up and playing for the next 3 to 5 years, more of a now move?
Yeah, it was a stopgap measure, and this organization is in a position of kind of transition right now for the reasons I just talked about, that Mozeliak's going to be out at some point in the next year plus. Plus, they're rethinking everything that they've been doing from a player development standpoint, from a pitching strategy standpoint, all these things. They've gotten so far behind. You know, comparing them to the Brewers is really interesting because the Brewers are as good as any team in baseball at making players the best version of themselves. We always hear about the pitching lab in Arizona and those things that the Brewers do. And the Cardinals have not been doing that, and they've been thinking about doing more stuff like that. But again, you've got a guy who's on his way out, and you don't want him making all these decisions that the next person's just going to have to live with. So I think the idea of Sonny Gray, Kyle Gibson, and Lance Lynn in the offseason was buy a little bit of time so that this organization can eventually get into whoever they are going to be moving forward. That being said, you know, Sonny Gray has been good, not great. Kyle Gibson has had his moments, Lance Lynn, but I mean, none of these guys are top of the rotation starters. And, you know, even they go get Eric Fetty at the trade deadline. He's probably your second best guy behind Sonny Gray, but he certainly hasn't been overly impressive since he joined the Cardinals. So I don't know if it was a mistake, because in the moment it made sense because they had to put a Band-Aid on the major league pitching rotation just based off what they had coming out of last season. But has it worked the way they would hope it would work? Absolutely not.
Three starts in the month of August, and Gibson on the mound tonight for the Cardinals. An ERA of 6.11 here in the month of August, coming off a horrific outing his last time out, giving up six runs against the Reds in 4 2/3. You know, the Brewers have Jackson Churio. You know, 20 years old, hopefully the future superstar in Major League Baseball, has been really playing well since the beginning of June. I have always been a big Jordan Walker fan and thought he could be a similar type of future star in Major League Baseball. He struggled last year, went up and down to the minors, and now they just sent him down again, back to the minors again. What has been the issue for Jordan Walker?
He's not driving the ball. He's not lifting the ball. And the changes that they're trying to make on his swing seem to be taking a significant amount of time, whether that's because he's buying in or not, or whether it's just because he's a 22-year-old kid who's still developing, and development is not always a linear process. I would argue the Cardinals have not handled Jordan Walker as best as they could. Last year, he had that long hitting streak to start the season.
Right.
I think set the Cardinals' rookie record for that. And then he was still hitting, but he wasn't driving the ball. So they kind of took him out of the lineup and just were working with him during the day. And then they sent him to Memphis. He eventually got back. His final 30 games last year with the Cardinals were fantastic. Then the entire offseason, all they had him work on was his defense. They didn't have him work on his hitting really at all. He came back as a much improved defensive outfielder, but he's still not driving the ball. He finally got to a point in Memphis where he was driving the ball over about a week and a half period. They call him up, but they say that they're going to platoon him. So he's not even playing every day. So he's gone from playing every day at Memphis, where things are kind of going well for him, to not playing every day. And then a few days later, he gets sent back down. So it has been a weird situation. It's been an unfortunate situation. The Cardinals have had so many young outfielders that have gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To other places and have done so much better, whether it's right now Dylan Carlson is a good example. He just left. We'll see what happens with him. But a Tyler O'Neill, Randy Arozarena, Lane Todd, like all these guys who have been Cardinals and haven't performed and then have gone somewhere else, you're hopeful that Jordan Walker is not going to be that next guy. This is a really long answer to a short question. The bottom line is he's got to drive the ball more. He's got to lift the ball more.
All right, so obviously everybody knows Mason Wynn is a stud. We all know that, the shortstop for the Cardinals. Alec Burleson has had a really good year as well for the Cardinals. Once we get past those two, what then does the future look like from a position prospect deal down in the Cardinals farm system? Are there any other young kids that are on their way that are supposedly really good?
Yeah, Thomas Sejacy is someone they got at the trade deadline last year. He's going to be up at some point, too. I wouldn't be shocked if I got to the ballpark today and Thomas Sejacy was there if they wanted to make a move on Nolan Gorman and sent him back down to Memphis. Sejacy is right there, and he's gonna be with the Cardinals at some point. He's the next position player that I would say that they are certainly excited about. There's still some youth on this roster that hasn't come all the way through. Look, Nolan Gorman's got to figure it out. He has been so terrible this season in terms of making contact with the ball. His strikeout rate has been around 40% for much of the season. But he's still a guy that, you know, he's a second baseman who gets 30 home runs. Those guys don't exist. So you got to figure it out with Gorman.
So wait a second. Let me interrupt real quick. So you talk about his strikeout rate being 40%. Is his chase rate also horrible? Or is he swinging and just missing the ball in the strike zone?
He's missing the ball in the strike zone. Not that the chase rate's good. It's not. But there's a lot of times where he's just not making contact on middle stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that's not good. There's not much you're going to do about that. Talking with Matt Pauley, you know him from his days, obviously, at WTMJ, doing Brewers coverage over there. Now pre- and post-game host in St. Louis for the Cardinals Radio Network. Also hosts his own show, Sports Open Line, on 1120 AM and 98.7 FM KMOX, as we get ready for Brewers and Cardinals coming up tonight, game two between both of these organizations. Do you foresee a complete rebuild with said new general manager coming in here at some point for the St. Louis Cardinals? Because it's been a while since the Cardinals have had to rebuild anything.
Yeah, I don't think they rebuild, but I the first thing is they gotta get into the guts of the organization and look and see what's working, and more importantly, look and see what's not working. It's pretty amazing when you look back at the history of the organization. When they fired Walt Jocketty all those years ago, they did so because they wanted to be at the forefront of data and technology and things like that. And Jeff Luhnow came in, and he was a big part of that before he went on to be in Houston. And then the baseball operation has just really stagnated. And when you compare the Cardinals to other organizations that are very forward-thinking, the Cardinals are not that anymore. So I am hopeful. Chaim Bloom's in the organization, former Red Sox GM, was with the Rays before that. He's working this year as a special assistant. There's a lot of talk about maybe he's the next guy. I think that would be really interesting. I really want to see them, whether it's this offseason or next offseason, whenever John Mozeliak's done, I am very hopeful that they do bring in somebody with some outside eyes to really look and see what needs to be done.
How good do you think this Brewers team is? How big of a run do you think this Brewers team can make?
They're fantastic. My goodness. They're one of the best stories this year. And there is no team in baseball this year that has exceeded the expectations more than the Brewers, because you looked at that roster when the season got started and you said, this might be a third or fourth place team in the NL Central. And here they are contending for the best record in the National League. Pat Murphy deserves to be the manager of the year. Matt Arnold might deserve to be the executive of the year. I mean, any honor, any award you can hand to the Brewers, you should give it to them. Now, the question is always, are they built for the playoffs? That pitching would scare me in the playoffs. It just doesn't seem like their starting rotation, as good as it's been in the regular season, is going to be able to match up with the rotations of the Phillies and the Dodgers and teams like that they're going to match up against. But that offense, man, can they hit. And so I love them as a regular season team, and I think, like probably most Brewers fans, you continue to hold your breath and see whether or not that's going to translate into the playoffs.
I have one last question from a fan perspective, because you're taking all these calls, you get all these tweets and everything else that comes along. So Brewers fans can't stand the Cardinals. I know the Cardinals and Cub fans can't stand each other. Where do the Brewers fit into the Cardinals' brains of their fans? Do they even care? Does it even come up? Is it not a non-issue, kind of like it would be, you know, for the Lions for all those years for Packer fans?
Right now, it's frustration. Right now, the Brewers are the team that Cardinals fans are frustrated with because they don't understand how the Brewers can be doing what they're doing and the Cardinals are doing what they're doing. I don't think there is this massive hatred towards the Brewers the way Cardinals fans feel about the Cubs. But I do think there is confusion from Cardinals fans about the Brewers, about why they just keep out. They spend so much less money than the Cardinals. They have less resources, supposedly, than the Cardinals, and they just keep outperforming the Cardinals. So I think it's a place of frustration right now for Cardinals fans when they look at the Brewers organization.
He is Matt Pauly, does a great job, of course, over there on KMOX, and of course, host of the pre- and post-game show as well as part of the Cardinals Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Pauly on Air. Matt, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, and should be an entertaining offseason for you, if nothing else.
It should. Anytime. Loved being able to talk to you.
Sounds good. Take care. There he is, Matt Pauly, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.